This is the Composer's Datebook for February 6th. I'm John Burge. In St. Petersburg, Russia, on today's date in 1909, Alexander Siloti conducted the first performance of a new orchestral work by a 26-year-old composer named Igor Stravinsky. The work was billed as Scherzo Fantastique, but Stravinsky's original title was Bees. Stravinsky had just completed his studies with the great Russian composer Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, whose Flight of the Bumblebee was already a famous musical depiction, so perhaps Stravinsky wanted to impress his teacher, or try to outdo him. In 1907, Stravinsky wrote to Rimsky-Korsakov and said, "Just now my wife Katya and I have read Morris Maeterlinck's Life of the Bees, a partly artistic, partly philosophical book that pleased me, as they say, down to my toes." Maeterlinck's book offered an anthropomorphized description of the life cycle of bees, describing, quote, "the innumerable agitations of the honeycomb, the perpetual enigmatic and crazy jiggling of the nurses on the brood chamber, the invading spirals of the queen, the various and incessant activities of the crowd, the comings and goings, overwhelmed with ardor." Stravinsky's scoring includes three harps and multiple woodwinds, but omits timpani, trombones, and tuba, resulting in a light, nimble, and airborne orchestral sound for his busy bees. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.